Hi, I'm Coach John Cook. And I guess if you're listening to this, there's a pretty good chance that you are a previous listener to the Talking Hoops with Coach John Cook podcast. So let me start by saying thanks. If you listen to one episode or all the episodes or anywhere in between, I really appreciate your willingness to listen. And if you found some enjoyment in the podcast, that makes me feel really good as well. If you'll remember, at the end of what I guess we could now call season one or near the end, episode 74 of the podcast was the episode in which I described in a little bit of detail that I would be stepping away from the podcast for a period of time because of the need, and I put that in air quotes, to take over the basketball coaching position where my son was a senior in high school. All of those details are included in episode 74, and I won't bore you with those details now. The purpose for this episode is to prepare to relaunch the podcast. And as we relaunch the podcast, I guess I'm kind of trying to repackage it as well. For 77 episodes and for most of 2020, the podcast was Talking Hoops with Coach John Cook. And the intent originally of starting the podcast was to just find as many different ways and people to talk about basketball as we could and create content that might really serve well people with a real passion for hoops. I'm not saying that didn't happen, and maybe it did. I think we had a fairly loyal, even if it was somewhat small, listenership, and I'm incredibly thankful for that. But the obvious point is that the podcast evolved into something that I probably hadn't really expected it to evolve into, and that was a podcast based around the stories that coaches, players, really anybody with a passion for basketball, the story that their life in the game is about. Now, we're still going to talk some X's and O's, and we did during some of the podcast episodes. We're still going to talk basketball in general, which we did during some of the previous episodes, and I hope that we'll continue to do that. But the main point is that it really isn't about just talking hoops. And so we're repackaging and relaunching the podcast now, and it will be known as Basketball and Life with Coach John Cook. And I hope that you'll find enjoyment from it. I don't think the podcast is going to change dramatically. I just think the title and the refocus is going to better represent what the podcast is from my perspective and probably from the perspective of most of the people that listen to it. If you listened to episode 74, you understood that I walked away from the podcast because of a coaching issue and picked up high school coaching again for the first time in quite a few years to help get my son's senior year across the finish line. One of the things that was not mentioned in that episode, and maybe isn't necessary to be mentioned here, but I feel like vulnerability and transparency were a big part of starting the podcast, and I think it's going to be a part of the podcast going forward as well. If I'm going to ask guests to be transparent and vulnerable in their discussion of their journeys and their lives in basketball. And, you know, this life in basketball for me, the last chapter was in 2020, 2021. And there's a lot about that whole experience that I didn't cover in episode 74. I did coach my son's high school team his senior year. It was not a very good experience from a wins and losses standpoint. But courtesy of a lot of people who participated in this podcast, I can tell you that it was a very good experience for me as a person. I think it was a good experience for the players that were involved. And that has nothing to do with what happened on the scoreboard for the most part. Brooke Cupps was a guest on the podcast shortly before things got shut down. And in that podcast episode, we talked a lot about Brooke's focus on core values. In fact, he was one of the first people that I called after I had decided to take the job coaching my son's team as a senior, and talked about whether or not core values is something that could be established in a really short period of time, and particularly if you were only looking at a one-year window. And I was quite certain that I would only be coaching for a year. I'll get into more of that momentarily. And Coach Cupps was really honest about the fact that it's not ideal, but certainly it could be done. And we approached that entire season from the standpoint of having a set of core values that we were going to use to evaluate our daily activity, our team activities, our practices, our game performance, you know, dealing with COVID, all of the things that were a part of that year, we wanted to center around the core values that we chose to focus on. And again, I'm not going to bore you to death with those details and what our core values were. I don't think many of you care. In fact, maybe it's possible that the guys that played on the team don't even remember all of the things that we spent time on. But the four core values that we really focused on became our focus for everything. And it might be easy for me to say that because, you know, when you're looking to put something positive on a 3-18 or 3-19 season, you focus elsewhere. If that's what we're doing, I'll just raise my hand and say we're guilty of that. But we did try to focus on core values and keep our focus off of the other things. Just a brief synopsis of the season. I said in episode 74, that was a team that when my son began his senior year of high school in August, that was a basketball team that I think everybody thought could win 15, 16 games and have a really good year. And it would be the culmination of a process that had taken place under the leadership of a really good head coach in Dre White. And they were about to see the fruits of their labor. And then things kind of started coming apart with players leaving the program, transferring out of school. And that's where we were left when I took the job over, is that's the circumstance that we were in. My son in particular went from being the third or fourth option on a pretty good high school basketball team to being the first option and the most experienced player, technically quote unquote best player or whatever, on a high school team that was going to struggle to find wins. And it was not an easy year, not in any way, shape, form, or fashion. We took a lot of lopsided losses, but we also were far more competitive than I think some people thought we would be. In our 8-game conference schedule, we were 1-7 in league play, and we lost, we were 11 points total from being 4-4. We lost our opener that year in overtime to a team that I think was considerably more talented than we were, and we had an opportunity, but we didn't win. Point being that through that entire season, it was good for me to be able to refer constantly back to the core values, regardless of the scoreboard, regardless of whether it was Kalen Etzler and Crestview beating us by 40, or, you know, an overtime loss when my son misses a free throw with no time on the clock that would have kept the game out of overtime and handed us a win. Those were the ranges that we dealt with. It was about our core values, and I'm really proud of the things that got done during that year. I'm really proud to have been a part of that team, and I'm proud of my son and his teammates for the way that they committed to that year. But what most people don't know, and some of you who are listening to this will know, but what most people don't know is that the original decision to take that job was more difficult than a lot of people realize, because it wasn't as simple as your son is a senior, he needs you to coach, you go coach your son. That was a big part of it, but it wasn't all there was to the story. And I want to share a little bit about that with you right now. I had already had some inclination, actually a pretty strong inclination for about a calendar year, that my wife was dealing with some addiction issues that she wasn't ready to confront. My wife is a severe migraine sufferer who also suffered severe postpartum depression that she concealed fairly well. But the development of depression and anxiety, in addition to her near constant battle with migraine headaches, and I'm talking about anywhere from 5 to 6 migraines a month, anywhere from 2 to 3 of those that might have her not be able to get out of bed for a day or two, including vomiting and the whole bit. She was a severe migraine sufferer. And the combination of the anxiety, the depression, the migraine treatments, she developed an addiction to her pain medication. And like I said, for about a year leading up to that, I had seen signs and was pretty convinced that that issue existed. But if she's not willing to acknowledge that, there's not a lot that can be done. And I think we both learned that through this process. The long and short of it is I took that job in the fall of 2020, about 3 weeks before practice started, knowing that we were dealing with that issue. And I've debated whether or not it was the right thing. I've said to my wife and I've said to other people that if things had been reversed, if my son had been sick and my wife had needed assistance with something that was really important to her, I would have done my level best to do both. And in that instance, my wife was sick. My son was asking for my help for something that was really important to him. So I did my level best to do both. Ultimately, I think doing my level best to do both was partly with the understanding that ultimately the likelihood is that my wife was going to have serious inpatient help if she was going to get better. And until she was ready to acknowledge that, we were going to manage the best that we knew how. And her willingness to acknowledge that wasn't present when things started. And that changed pretty dramatically at the end of January in 2021, when my wife was willing to acknowledge that she needed to get help. And so, you know, a little over the halfway point through the high school basketball season, my wife was admitted to a rehab facility. And actually, it was 2 facilities over a 76-day period that took us from January 30th to the middle of April. And that's the way the season unfolded. I'm not going to rehash all of the details that were a part of that. It was a remarkably challenging time. It was difficult to feel like you, like I was doing a really good job at anything that I was being confronted with at that time. But what I was absolutely certain of was that under the circumstances, as hollow as this may sound, is we all were doing our absolute best to manage that situation and put one foot in front of the other. And we've been asked a number of times, boy, how did you do that? Well, we put it in God's hands and then put one foot in front of the other and trusted for some level of provision. And I can tell you that trying to be a temporarily single dad to two-year-old twins and trusting that my wife was putting in the work that she needed to put in a rehab facility, that required me to give that to God and to trust fully that putting one foot in front of the other the way we were would get us through that process, and it did. And it's that whole circumstance that's been the driving force behind, or the single biggest reason why this podcast hasn't existed since we shut it down in the fall of 2020. That wasn't the plan, but when my wife's time in rehab came to a close in April of 2021, none of us knew, and we still don't know exactly the timetable you're looking at before you feel like life gets back to quote-unquote normal. I'm sitting here today as I record this episode, and I'm telling you that my wife has been clean for 878 days. And that's as proud as I've ever been of a human being. I am of her doing the work every single day to be the person that she wants to be and was designed to be, rather than to be dominated by an illness that she's working to overcome. But it's taken that 2 years plus to get to a place where we can begin to look at life as manageable from a standpoint of what are some other things that we can do and want to do together and individually. Her getting back into the workforce, me. The podcast is something that's important to me, and she knows that, and she understands that. But what I would, I guess, more than anything like to say is that if you are one of the people, and there have been many, in the last calendar year, or maybe even a little more, who have happened to mention in passing, hey, are you going to start the podcast back up? Hey, when's the podcast coming back? Hey, really liked your podcast. Any chance you're going to get that going again? I didn't mean to be dismissive of any of you. Some of you got to hear the story, and I don't mind doing this. I'll just say right now that the Matt Tablers of the world, the head coach at Elida High School, the Dre Whites of the world, the head coach now at Upper Souda Valley High School, who had been at Ada. There are many, many, many of you, Guy Neal at Bluffton University, those of you who have sat through and listened to my story when we were in the midst of the story, I appreciate you more than you know. But it's the group of people that drew some enjoyment from the podcast, who've reached out in numerous ways to say, I'd love to have it get started again. Really think it's a great listen. I would be remiss if I didn't mention a very recent conversation with Doug Whiteman at Liberty Benton High School, the head basketball coach there. And he got to hear a little bit more of the story about what happened with the podcast and where it came from and why it went away. And it's all those conversations that have created an understanding in me that this podcast might be a little bit of a service project. Like, if we can do something that provides either entertainment or value or growth opportunity or something positive for you, then I feel like it's a really good thing to try and get it started again. So we're 2+ years after the fact of the podcast shutting down. The journey has been what the journey's been, but remarkably excited about getting the podcast started. I've recorded one episode that, believe it or not, I'm having technical difficulties getting to load, so I might have to re-record that one. And I've got 4 on the books in the next handful of weeks that I will use to get this thing launched into the summer, late summer, and hopefully into the early fall. And if we can continue it through basketball season, we will. But if not, the break during the season and recording out of season might be our best option. I guess the whole point of relaunching the podcast is it's a milestone for me and my family, feeling that we can do this. It's an expression of thanks to you guys that listen to the podcast and have asked about getting it restarted. I really do want to do this for you as much as I want to do it for any other reason. And then finally is to refocus the purpose of the podcast. if you remember when the podcast started, it was Talking Hoops with Coach John Cook, and the little intro for the podcast was about how much I love talking hoops, high school, college, pro, X's and O's, you name it. And all of that remains true. I absolutely love talking ball, and I'll talk it with anybody that's got a passion for it. But the podcast evolved into a very good storytelling tool and created a real crystal clear awareness on my part that everybody that's passionate about this game, everybody that has a love for it and has invested any of their life's journey in it, has a really unique story. A story that deserves to be told and is fun to tell. And so it's really about basketball, and it's about life, and it's about a lot of the intersection thereof. And since the podcast shut down, my life has been a lot about basketball and life and the intersection thereof. And it's created a real interest for me and a passion for me to try and keep the two connected, allow people to tell their stories, and then also, while we're at it, talk a little basketball. So starting with this first episode of the relaunch, we are going to now be entitling the podcast Basketball and Life with Coach John Cook. As I said, we're going to be recording a handful of episodes in the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to that and looking forward to seeing where it goes. We've got some other guests in the works. There's been some contacts made with some guests that we haven't been able to schedule yet, but we will. And if you don't get a guest on here that you think ought to be, fire me off an email, coachjohncook@yahoo.com. Send me your suggestions. Identify yourself. Tell me your connection to the podcast. Who would you like to hear from? We'll work on getting it done. I don't have a ton of connections, but the connections I have a ton of connections, and they might be able to help me get guests on here that would be incredibly valuable to you in your basketball and life journey and getting to learn things. I'm a big podcast listener. I don't necessarily prescribe to listening to one or two or three or four of them all the time, but probably seven or eight of them at various different times, or maybe a little more than that. I recently heard a podcast that Matt Doherty did with Bob McKillop, the retired head coach from Davidson University. And Bob McKillop said, "You're always on stage." That was one of his kind of life mottos. You're always on stage. And I've really thought a lot about that. You know, in my job as a dean of students, or in my time as a coach, or in my time as a volunteer coach at the college level, or in my time as a podcast host, we're always on stage. Whatever it is that you're doing, you're always on stage. And there are things about my quote unquote performance on stage that has gotten some duly negative and corrective feedback, and I've tried to be a better person because of it. There are things about my performance on stage that have gotten positive feedback, or at least statements that indicate to me that there's been a lot of resonance between what I've talked about and what I'm doing and what other people experience. And this podcast has been a big part of that. So I'm absolutely thrilled to be relaunching the podcast, repurposing it, if you will, and renaming it. So Basketball and Life with Coach John Cook will be the name of the podcast going forward. And we will start a new series of episodes very, very soon. Technically, I guess this is episode one, but we will have published episodes with new guests beginning within the next couple of weeks, and hope that you'll check back regularly to see what we're up to here at the podcast. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much. If you've never listened at all before, you can go back and listen to archived episodes of Talking Hoops with Coach John Cook. There were 77 episodes recorded in 2020, and encourage you to check those out. But we're going to get this thing launched again going forward with the idea that we're examining basketball and life. And if that's something that appeals to you, I hope that you'll check back regularly and be a regular listener to the podcast. Thanks so much for everybody that encouraged me to restart. And thanks to all of you that choose to listen to 1, 2, 3, 10, all of them. You are appreciated, and it's time to get things started again. Thanks.